we said this off the top of the show, and it rings true. The hockey world is mourning the very untimely and far too soon death of goaltender Ray Emery, who passed away in a drowning incident in Hamilton early yesterday morning. And I shared some of the experiences I had covering Ray Emery in his early days in the NHL when he played for the Ottawa Senators. We're pleased to be joined under these difficult circumstances by a man who worked very closely with Ray as Ray fought his way back to the NHL from a very serious injury. He's the founder of BioSteel. Matt Nickel is with us. Matt, thanks for taking some time on a very sad occasion. I'm wondering if you can put into words what you're feeling today.
No, I don't think there's not words that are appropriate, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that share the feelings that I'm experiencing today. And Ray was a great guy, and he's dearly missed by a lot of people, myself included.
When did you first meet Ray, and take us through the process of working with him, helping him get back from a very serious hip injury that he suffered 8-9 years ago?
Yeah, so we had crossed paths a number of times, when Ray was a outstanding goalie with the Senators, and I was working for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we'd pass players in the hallway here and there, so I certainly knew who he was, and I think he knew me enough to see me and recognize who I was, but I didn't know him at all on a personal level until 2010, when he had his diagnosis with avascular necrosis in his hip. And we were connected through his agent, who was Matt Sundin's agent as well, and I'd done a lot of work with him over the years, so he connected the two of us, and that was sort of where the relationship began.
So Matt, talk about the specifics of pushing through an injury of that significance, and that essentially is the butterfly injury, is it not, with the goaltenders?
A little more significant than that, actually. So it's obviously goalies are susceptible to the injuries with their hips for sure, and the butterfly certainly contributes to that. But what Ray had is a condition called avascular necrosis, and where the hip actually begins to disintegrate, for lack of a more elaborate description, inside the body. And typically what happens then is you abandon whatever your sport or activity you were doing, and best case scenario, you get a hip replacement and hope to just be relatively pain-free for the rest of your life. But in Ray's case, they tried an experimental surgery where it was called a free vascularized fibular graft. So basically what they did is they removed his fibula, the smaller bone in the lower part of your leg, and harvested a piece of that bone and almost used it as a drill bit to, I guess, for, again, lack of a more elaborate description, to anchor the big bone in his upper leg, his femur, into his hip, and create a new living graft and a new blood supply into the hip. So it was a very rigorous, incredibly complicated surgery that Dr. Risch did, and did an amazing job with, and it set Ray up at least to be able to, maybe regain the activities of daily living. But that wasn't good enough for Ray. He wanted to make it back to hockey, and it was a very long, complicated, arduous rehab, and that I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy. And he was typical of Ray. He was a warrior throughout the whole thing, and dealt with a lot of pain and a lot of a lot of hard work, and it's really incredible what he was able to accomplish.
So you're presented with a whole different challenge other than just the medical, the mental side of dealing with it, and you're dealing with a person, and who has battled to get the career that he had, but now you're looking at a different, you probably had to lay ground rules down and say, this is going to be different from anything you've ever done in your life.
Yeah, I knew Ray very, very, casually, and I knew him as a player, and I knew obviously he was a fierce competitor and a tough guy and all the rest of it, but I really had no concept of exactly how tough and how hardworking that he was until we went into this process. And I did exactly that. I kind of explained to him, I said, I want to be completely honest with you. I want to say I don't have any experience rehabbing an injury like this, but nobody else in the world does either, because no one had come back from that. So I said the thing is that it's sort of uncharted waters. There's not a plan that we can follow. There's not a template that we can use to guide us. So it's going to be a lot of trial and error, a lot of guesswork on my part. And it's going to take an incredible amount of hard work on his part, it's going to be a long and arduous and painful. And at the end of the day, I don't have any reason to believe that necessarily we're going to be successful. And even if you can get back to being able to be on the ice in goaltending equipment, you guys know very well that there's a huge difference between being able to do the movements of a goaltender and being able to play goaltender at the NHL level. It's so competitive that, I wanted to be honest with him. And, there was no doubt in his mind that he was going to be able to do it. And I do remember him telling me he looked me dead in the eye, and I didn't know him very well at that point. But he's, obviously a pretty serious customer, and he looked me dead in the eye and told me, he said, "You just get me back on the ice, bro. I'll worry about being able to play in the NHL. I'm going to play again." So that was, I remember him telling me that, and I thought, okay, well, he sounds pretty confident, so we're going to give it a shot.
With Matt Nichol of BioSteel, who helped to rehab Ray Hemery back from a very serious hip injury about 8 years ago, can you describe, Matt, what a day of rehab was like for you and Ray at that time?
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of long days, and it was typically 2 to 3 sessions a day, 6 days a week. We'd meet first thing in the morning, around 8 or 9 in the morning, again, in the early afternoon, and then occasionally in the evening as well. I've spoken about it before, but it's, because there wasn't a template, we kind of just threw a whole lot of stuff at the wall to see what would stick, and we really did everything under the sun. We for the first month or two, we were in the pool every day, doing work there. We had to, there was a couple hotels here in Toronto that were kind enough to let us come in and use their pool, because I didn't have access to one myself. We were in the gym, obviously, every day, doing whatever we could. At the start of the program, it was really just being able to get in and out of a chair, being able to walk properly. I don't think there's not very many people that could comprehend exactly how painful and limiting that surgery was and the injury was. And I don't think I could have done it. I don't think very many people could have done it. But it was less to do with me, and it was more to do with Ray and his mental toughness and his fortitude. But we did yoga and Pilates, and he actually spent a good block of time doing ballet training. We went down to the National Ballet, and we had an instructor there, which sounds bizarre, but again, it was, in the effort of, I didn't want to leave any stone unturned, and I didn't want to be able to say we hadn't tried everything, so we did that. A lot of work with Dr. Mike Prebeg, who's a chiropractor, who did a lot of electromedical acupuncture with him. His goalie coach, Eli Wilson, him and I were communicating all the time, and Eli was explaining to me about what he needed to do and how he looked and how we could basically tailor the workouts to be able to, to get him back to do those movements that he needed to do on the ice.
And Matt, something I've read, and I didn't know Ray personally, and our paths never crossed, and when I'm reading on social media all the different people that weighed in that had crossed past them, what they spoke about was his personality and the impact he had on people. So through these days, you're bumping into different people in different locations, and all I'm getting from everyone that I knew well was what an impact he had on anyone he met.
Yeah, I would agree completely. I mean, I would say again that I knew him as a competitor on a rival team, and he certainly he has a presence when he comes into the room the first time you meet him, and it's not a warm and cheery presence, that at least it wasn't at that time. He was in a pretty bad place in his life and dealing with a lot of stuff, but in very short order, those walls kind of came down once he learns to trust someone. He was beloved here at the gym. We've got 30 NHL guys that were here training today, and there's a lot of guys here were pretty upset, obviously, and sharing stories, and he really was loved by the guys here, and he was a great personality. He was always positive, always upbeat, super confident, a fun guy. He had an infectious smile and laugh, and he was a very, very popular guy here in the room.
Matt, before we let you go, and you might have enunciated it just there, but I was going to give you one final opportunity to put Ray into your own words. How do you remember him, and how would you like Ray to be remembered by others?
Well, Ray was probably the toughest guy I've ever met in my life, or certainly one of them. And people would find that easy to believe because of his play on the ice and the stuff that he's maybe more popular or familiar, the casual fan be familiar with. But if his ability to deal with that injury that he had, his perseverance, his mental fortitude to deal with that is absolutely incredible. And, you know, the fact that he was able to come back, not just to be able to come back and play, but to be able to come back and excel and exceed the levels that he was at. And never once did I hear that guy complain. Never once did he ask for a break. Never once would he accept anyone's sympathy. He was a tough customer and an old school hockey beauty, that's for sure.
Matt, thanks so much for your time under these circumstances. Really appreciate it, and we'll catch up again.
All right. Thank you.
Matt Nichol is the founder of BioSteel and trained Ray Emery back to health after Ray suffered a very serious hip injury back in 2009. And Ray got back to the NHL. He was a part of that Flyers team that ultimately did not win the Stanley Cup in 09-10, losing to Chicago.
Chicago, and then won it with Chicago in 2013.
Won it with Chicago as Corey Crawford's backup in 2013. And Ray passing away in the Hamilton Harbor by drowning early yesterday morning.